Hey Dwayne, how's it going? This is Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey Dennis, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. Can't complain.
I know, right? Yep. What I wanted to ask you is if you guys had came to a decision as to if you'll be able to do the cash deal, or you guys would still have to select a vendor for me, which does not give me the space or the flexibility in getting a better bang for my buck.
Well, I mean, I think right now we're looking into doing just an equipment loan for you, so you could purchase some equipment.
Right, exactly.
Is that what you're looking for?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, let me see here.
Because the last time I spoke to one of the other reps, they were saying that they would have to, you know, like, the criteria is to actually find a vendor that has the item that I need and then go through the vendor, and they pay the vendor directly, which I told them, yes, that is how the same type of deal I did with the other company. And again, I got beat up so bad in the long run because my cash could not stretch as far as I wanted it to. You know what I mean? So, as I told her, if you guys are willing to do a cash deal, because the responsibility is still on me to pay the money back to you guys anyway, which I am going to do. But I just want to know if you guys would be able to do a cash deal, because doing a cash deal will allow me to have a lot more flexibility and be able to bargain on some of the items that I do need. You know what I mean? Instead of paying full overhead price for the item. You know what I mean? And I can't bargain with the vendor. So.
Well, we would. I mean, I could get an approval for you for, let's say, $25,000 or whatever, and you can go and shop for whatever equipment you're looking for. But as far as how the vendor is paid, we actually do pay the vendor directly ourselves. We'll be the ones that pay the vendor. Right, as far as a cash loan goes, so as far as an actual cash loan goes, we do have cash loans available. But I think how much would you say your company is doing annually, the gross revenue of your business?
Say again, please.
Do you know what the gross annual sales are for your business right now?
Let me see. For the past, the past 6 months, I'll say in the past 6 months about 2,500, because business kind of got slow in the middle part until I had my other gig in April. So
about 2,500 over the last 6 months then?
Correct, yeah.
All right, so yeah, usually what they'll do is they'll lend 10% of your annual sales, so I don't think that'd be enough to really help you as far as just a working capital loan goes. But for equipment, they don't look at the financials. They don't look at what the company's making. Yeah. So in that case, you know, we could probably get an approval for you for $25,000, and then you can go shopping for the actual equipment that you're looking for.
But now, this is the question now, because as you're saying, you're giving me the same ultimatum that the other company gave me. Now, do you guys only deal with certain vendors, or say, for instance, I know a guy down the street from that lives from, say, a mile or two from me, right? He builds speaker cabinets or enclosures, right? If, say, for instance, I wanted him to do the job for me to build enclosures for me, how would he get paid?
We would
a vendor.
we can do private party. It's not a problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we sure can. We just either send him a check or wire the funds to him.
Stop playing. Now you're talking my type of game now, because that allows me to have the flexibility of getting a better bang for my buck. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, I'll get in contact with someone and they say, okay, so we'll do it for that, right? All I have to do is just give you guys a call and say, listen, Dennis, could you pay this gentleman for me, make it out to such and such a person, and whatever, and then you guys will just process the payment to them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as far as that goes, does he own a business, or is it just something like he does on a side job, or?
Yeah, it's like, say, a private party, yeah, side job.
Okay.
You know, because most of the people in his business right now, especially with live sound, are doing it as a hobby. Hobby, you know what I mean? Just for the love of music, basically, you know?
Right.
So, that's the thing. That's the only thing the other company didn't give me. No flexibility to deal with private parties. They only say, yeah, I want to deal with that person and that person alone. Because that person's a credible person and we have to go through this and that and that. You know what I mean? So, but everything that I get, I approve of first. I don't just say, okay, I'm going to use that person. Then when I get the item, I'm disappointed. You know what I mean? The person that I'm dealing with is going to have a lot of credibility. I'm not dealing with any and everybody because not any and everybody has the experience or the skill to do what I need to get done. So, yeah.
No, I hear you. Yeah, no, we can fund private parties. We do it all the time, so it shouldn't be a problem. We probably just want to get a little bit more information from him and whatnot, but it's not a big deal.
Okay. Okay. Well, Let me make a phone call and I'm going to give you a call back in about 6 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail. I might be on the other line.
Ah, we'll do that. Not a problem.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Dwayne.
Sure.
You too.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.